Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With so many women in the workforce, it may be surprising that some working mothers are stigmatized in the workplace. Michelle Budig, an associate professor of sociology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, explains.
Being a mother lowers women's pay, even among workers with comparable work hours, qualifications, experience, and jobs. All women lose pay for each additional child they have, and low-wage workers who have the least to lose proportionately the most for having children. This motherhood penalty ranges from 15% per child among low-wage workers to 4% per child among the highest paid. That mothers work fewer hours and opt for lower-paying family-friendly jobs explains part of the penalty experienced by low-wage workers. And that mothers have less experience due to interruptions for childbearing explains a part of the penalty for high-wage workers. But a significant motherhood penalty persists, even in estimates that account for these differences. The size of the average penalty after all measurable factors are controlled is roughly 3% per child. This means that the typical full-time female worker in 2009 earned roughly $1,100 less per child in annual wages, all else equal. This unexplained penalty may partially derive from employer discrimination against mothers. Evidence from experimental and audit studies finds discrimination against mothers in callbacks for job applications, hiring decisions, wage offers, and promotions. To reduce the motherhood wage penalty, public policy should target the difficulties families face in balancing work and family responsibilities, as well as the discrimination by employers based on workers' motherhood status.
That was Michelle Budig from the University of Massachusetts Amherst. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Working.